Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Suncloud mixed, showers possible in your forecast. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 truly local news. The chairperson of the Harwood Hall Memorial Park has resigned. Jay Chatton announced on Facebook that his resignation was effective May 1st. However, Chatton is not walking away from the organization, rather remaining a loyal volunteer. Now retired, he is focusing his efforts on the Hamilton Township municipal election as he seeks a councillor position. Chatton says one of his greatest accomplishments with Harwood Hall is seeing it grow into a community hub.
Well, I think one of the legacy items, I hope there's several, but one of the legacy items I'm proud of is the celebration of our 100th anniversary in the way that the property was provided to the community. And we wanted to remember the fallen from World War I. And I think the team that we had to do that on the anniversary and celebration of the anniversary was just outstanding, and it brought a lot of pride to the 400 people that attended our event.
The municipal election is October 26th. The rainy, wet, and cold conditions did not dampen the enthusiasm of many children and youth who tried to hook the biggest fish at a long-running derby in Northumberland County last weekend, historically taking place 1 week after the start of trout season. The Castleton Sports Club invites children 14 years and under to a stock pond. This tradition has been going on at Riken's Pond for nearly 40 years. The largest fish caught Saturday was 3 pounds 1 ounce, while the best fish Sunday was just over 2 pounds. Jeff Turney, a director with the Castleton Sports Club, says the club is attempting to introduce a new outdoor activity to children.
It's one of those fundraisers that we really don't expect a lot from it. It's more or less a thing for the kids in the community outside of regular sports.
The pond is stocked yearly with approximately 300 trout. Calling all green thumbs as the open house for Coburg's Greenhouse takes place this morning from 10 to 1. Guided tours will allow residents to see how the annuals and perennials are prepared for Coburg's flower beds and hanging baskets. Event highlights include historic photo albums showcasing past designs of the Victoria Park floral clock, complimentary coffee and refreshments, and a barbecue lunch between 11 and 1. In sports, the Coburg Lawn Bowling Club is presenting its Ontario Trillium Foundation grant this morning to discuss the improvements to its facilities. That event takes place at 11:30 at the Lawn Bowling Club in Victoria Park, and the Jays continue a weekend series against the Angels at the Dome. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Oh my gosh, we have so much junk in the garage. I'm gonna have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house too.
Call Ed's Junk Removal, what do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal,
when you're in doubt.
Let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK, edsjunk.co.
The Lions Club of Coburg is a not-for-profit service club that's been active in the town of Coburg since 1977. The Lions Club has been involved in many community projects over the years, and revenue earned is given to the community organizations and individuals who are in need of help. They also offer a complete catering and bar service, so why not think of the Coburg Community Lions Center for your next big event? The Lions Club Community Center is at 157 Elgin Street East in Coburg. You can reach out to them online at CoburgLionsCommunityCenter.com or call 905-372-6217.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sunny today, high 16. Cloudy with showers possible tonight, low of 5. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow and Monday. Showers possible for both days, high of 14. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.